Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
Let's
world?
Go.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John. Swerve G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
That old
your girl,
man.
Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Lego. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
pussy.
Babe
on the beat.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, 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 G. G, Swerve, 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 G. Yo, boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Motherfucking speaker. And you know what? It's one thing that has not changed and will not change. So let me go ahead and let y'all know what that is.
This your boy Dub Beast going down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Represent the ATL.
Libra coming through your speaker.
Well, put together.
this is how the story goes.
Uptalk Talk Radio.
That's right. Hey, I'm a brick house, always have been, always will be. And just know that being a brick house is in the eye of the beholder, you know what I'm saying? So even when I was at my heaviest, I was still a motherfucking brick house, you know what I'm saying? So for all of my thick ladies, don't let nobody motherfucking tell you you ain't got it going on, because I get so sick and tired of motherfuckers taking this super bitch and basic bitch shit too far. They think that a super bitch is somebody that's got to be 36, 24, 36. No, the fuck it ain't. Super bitches come in all shapes, sizes, colors. You better ask Trapper John.
Yeah, you can ask me.
Ask you what?
You can ask me.
Okay, how do super bitches contract?
They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Please believe it.
All races?
Like Baskin Robbins, all kind of flavors. French vanilla, chocolate pecan.
Do they?
Yeah, all caramel. Just, you know, you got apple booties to pumpkin booties. You got, you know what I'm saying, potato heads to motherfucking tomato heads, you know.
You got a background of real Adler, all the folk ready. Can we at least open back up and be indecent and in order?
I mean, what is it that you're looking for?
I mean, I'm looking for something that I can present to the world, and I can't present this to the world, and this sound like you fighting with lions and tigers and bears.
Hey, oh my.
I mean, you're taking this shit too far, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Man, I don't take it far enough at times. That's all
I'm saying. My boy BBE just checked in, or who are you tonight on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday? Because you know what? I have officially taken over Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. It's no longer Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. It's Super Bitch Takeover Tuesday.
You know that's a motherfucking lie. You know that's a motherfucking lie. Nah. Ain't nothing like that. It's always going to be Pimp taking over. You with the Pimp,
uh-huh.
Ain't nothing like that going on. At all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got some concerns that I want to open up the show with tonight, and I want to sell a tape on this shit, you know what I'm saying?
So what's your concern?
I want to first start off with saying that tonight is Took It Too Far Tuesday, Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, they think it is. Well, the show where the Pimp sells hopefully gangster crap of everything in the world being not right, enlightening the world on the top of their hands. But right now on the panel, we got King Jado, who's going to get put on mute. We got BBE, Big Baby, we got Trapper John. You know what I'm saying? All day. So, we're going to open the door tonight, Hot Talk Radio style. I first want to tell you that Hot Talk Radio has taken this shit too far.
Hey, check this out. Hold on. Before you keep going, I'm just saying, it's like somebody is like at the motherfucking brothel. I can't hear nothing you're saying.
You ain't saying shit, because I got a mute button. I keep trying to cut, and I can't just, you know, come on here and just act like, you know, this is just some L-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? It represents the hood, but, you know, to the best of the hood. And that probably didn't come out right, but that's what I do. Shout out to what I'm drinking, shout out to what I'm smoking. You know what I'm saying? You going to hear what I got to say. So you ain't got your background together, you know, get shit together and press one. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. I appreciate you so much for your backup, Super Nick on Dick. Now, I want to let everybody know that you need to go check out hottalkradio.net. That's www.hottalkradio.net. We are now 24 hours, 7 days a week, nonstop Hot Talk Radio. Not just Hot Talk Radio show, okay? We are taking this shit too far in a good way. Am I correct, Chopper John?
Yeah, I
need to talk louder?
Yeah,
so, if you go to that site now, www.hottalkradio.net, there's going to be a lot of sexy pictures of me there. I've taken it too far. You know what I'm saying? I took it too far. BBE!
Yep.
It does sound a little warm on what's going on. I can barely hear myself.
I can hear y'all loud as a motherfucker.
You hear loud as a motherfucker? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you want.
I had to cut my shit down.
You had to cut your shit down?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, again, I'll be, you know, blasting it out periodically. And I also know right now we have set, I mean, I don't know what it is about the Hot Block Music Awards, because, I mean, and I ain't trying to be funny, but really we have taken this shit too far. How in the hell can you be on the ballot like 8 times? I mean, are you serious? So in your spare time, I need y'all to go to www.block. Wait a minute. That'd be going too fast. Hot Block Magazine. It's spelled just like, you know, I said, hotblockmagazine.com. Click the go vote. And the ballot is, you know, they took the ballot a little bit far, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. You know, you got DJ Chopper John on there. You got Hot Talk Radio on there. You got Lady Libra on there. Go down. It's, you know, you got King Jado on there. It's so many of us on there. Anything that you have heard on Hot Talk Radio, that's all I'm going to say, is on that ballot. That's co-signed to let you know what we promote is hot. If it don't make that ballot, it ain't hot, which means it ain't going to be on Hot Talk Radio. Am I correct, Chopper John?
You said it a whole mouthful.
don't have my mouth on your mind like that. You're taking it too far. Taking it too far now.
Your mouth.
Don't.
A whole mouthful. Yes. Yes, we love it.
Kurt Harris, listening. He said somebody was fighting with lions and tigers and bears. Shout out to Kurt Harris. You know, I'd be a bit, you know, I'd be going back and forth on the pages. You know, it takes a lot to do all this stuff that we be doing here at Hot Talk Radio. But you know what, Big Baby?
What up? You know,
they taking camera phones too fucking far. I got one more motherfucking fight to see with a camera phone. Because really and truly, if you recording a fight, at that point you are assisting in the battery of another individual. You should be prosecuted. Why the fuck are people just taking camera phones? To they taking this shit too far. I'm sick and tired of all day I've been looking at a man whoop his badass daughter for twerking on Facebook. Now I'm gonna be honest, you know. Beat that ass, y'all. Whoop that ass. You know what I'm saying? We tell it like it is tonight on Pimp Juice Takeover 2. They need their asses whooped. Because you know what? They'll be on their naked necks. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, then you're going to be where I went wrong at. He was tearing that ass up on tonight, and I was, you know, applauding. But whoever the motherfucker that was behind him recording, he should have whooped their ass too and took their camera phone and threw it away. Because now the shit is done went viral. And no defense is going to get a hold to it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell them, you ain't going to really get in trouble, but they're going to want you to take some classes and stuff because, you know, you used the cord and you was using excessive, you know, vulgar language at the kids. You know what I'm saying? Cause even though they was wrong as fuck, defense still don't see it like that. They going to still see it as
fuck
no extra.
Fuck defense.
I'm telling you, I co-sign that shit.
What I'm saying is, I'm in disagreement. I co-signed what he did. I'm saying that these motherfuckers with these video phones are taking shit too far. Everything don't need to be fucking recorded.
You know when you give the African Americans something, they will abuse the fuck out of it. They will take something that is created for good and fucking run that shit in the ground. So there you have it. Camera phones ran in the ground on your ass. Just like that.
I mean, do you remember when, you know, only certain caliber of people had, you know, camcorders and stuff?
Hell yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Now the brokest motherfucker in town got a camcorder, and the shit they be recording, you be like, I wouldn't even want that shit. I wouldn't even want no memory of that shit. Why did you even record that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just shit that's going too far on Facebook now. You know what I'm saying? I'm losing interest in something that I find such enjoyment out. You know, basically, somebody just pissed my pussy off. And I'm getting ready to start sitting on fucking faces. I'm saying I'm really, you know, thinking about leaving Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, because every time I scroll down, it's something that I don't want to see, and I don't even see why anybody else would want to see it as well. For instance, now they got this app or whatever this page is that motherfuckers that run around with these, you know, cheap-ass cell phones recording shit can submit their fights, and then they, you know, the fights automatically deposit on your page if you ever go and look at one, you know. So it was a fight on you know, Facebook today, and the particular fight, the girl was, you know, had clearly surrendered. You know what I'm saying? She basically was saying, okay, you know, you so big, you done threw me down, I can't get up off the ground, you know, I'm done. But you just gonna keep on beating her, keep on jumping up and down on her, and the person still standing there recording, don't want nobody in the way. Then she commenced to ripping the girl's clothes off to show her body. I mean, you just took that shit too far. At that point, you didn't even win the fight no more. That was a bitch, whole type ass move. You know what I'm saying? What reason did you have to strip the girl's clothes off? She had already surrendered.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened.
The bitch wanted to see some titties.
See some titties, baby.
Ain't nothing like a cat fight if you don't see no titties.
I'm trying to. Even when we don't want to see the titties, we want to see them.
Hell yeah. Even if we ain't got no titties, we want to see them.
Hey, you know, like, you see two girl fight, right? And one of them be fucked up. You don't even want to see her titties. But soon as those bitches come out, you be looking like a motherfucker.
I wasn't trying to see nobody motherfucking titties. I was pissed off because all I could think about is that could have been a relative of mine. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I am one that will, you know, empathize about the situation. You know, I come across real harsh and brutal, but the reason why I come across like that is because I'm tired of this injustice-ass shit. People keep taking shit too far. That was unnecessary. I really can't stand a person. I can't stand people that attack people, you know, in groups, because if it take a whole group to beat one, y'all still didn't win. If it took two to beat one, you still didn't win. So, you know what I'm saying? You took it too far. Now,
you
ain't trouble
to beat your ass, and we still win.
Oh. You know what?
Hey, my mic going to be muted
y'all
in the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Y'all motherfuckers can't do shit with me because I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Flavor. Floyd Mayweather.
Undisputed.
Money top.
Undefeated.
Built tough. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Undisputed,
money top,
undefeated,
built up. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
I'm with that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
I'm with that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
I'm with that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
My pockets on Floyd. On pay-per-view, I'm watching Floyd. I cash big checks. Your bank account is on void. Winning races like I'm racing for the money team. Martin Luther King, I swear this life is but a dream. My paper green, I get that top dollar. We have it popping in the club, bottle after bottle. I'm getting tired of hitting downs, model after model. Hotel door room sounds, better not be bothered. No losses. All we do is win. Have her talking to the money. Say what's up to Ben. They say never trust another. I can buy some friends. Might just pull a Floyd Mayweather bad Ben. Might just do like Floyd do. Get the matching rim. Said I keep spinning. No, I keep shopping. What would Floyd do? If you was getting money, you would be like Floyd too. Undisputed,
money top,
undefeated,
built tough. I'm Floyd Mayweather,
that money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather,
that money.
Floyd Mayweather,
that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
undisputed,
undisputed.
Money talk,
money talk.
Undefeated,
undefeated.
Built up, a Floyd Mayweather.
I'm money.
Floyd Mayweather.
I'm that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
I'm that money.
Floyd Mayweather.
Got your arrogant and cocky. Always down to get it, and you talk it. I live it. It's mine. I spend it. You are just pretending. He living out a fairy tale. $1 million wishes. I should call you wishing well. I'm on my Floyd. I'm on my Floyd cell phone cash. iPhones and Android. My paper never blink. Big banks take little bank. Beat you in the first round. I never had to thank. Your money on the shrink. You got that shirt cash. Paper pockets, slim pockets. We should call you Slim Fast. I'm on Floyd. I'm on Floyd. You will not exist. Aim, seek, destroy.
Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Money talk.
Money talk.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Built tough. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
That money.
Floyd Mayweather. Undisputed,
undisputed,
money top,
money top,
undefeated,
undefeated,
built up, a Floyd Mayweather,
that money,
Floyd Mayweather,
that money,
Floyd Mayweather,
that money,
Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather promotion, we don't need a dollar fight, we need just one that can generate hundreds of millions by itself. You know what I'm saying? 85% of the pay-per-view is all generated when Floyd Mayweather lays up.
And now for our feature presentation.
Y'all know what's going down right here, man. Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677 is the calling number. This is Too Far Tuesday. People taking it too far. I'm just saying, hey, like you can put some makeup on, but sometimes you can go too far with that shit. You know, like you put it on to get pretty, but start looking more and more fucked up the more you put on. I'm just saying. So if you go too far with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And like some people try to lose weight, but then they end up fucking throwing up and doing all kind of more shit, just taking that diet shit too damn far. I'm just saying, there's a lot of shit just get out of hand. People just taking it too far, man. So that's what we're talking about today on Hot Talk Radio, taking it too motherfucking far. Like I said, you know what I mean? Let's be giving your head. And, you know, she get down to your balls, and then next thing, you know, she trying to take the shit too far. I'm just saying. She can go too far.
Hold on. How can somebody take head too far? I'm confused. What you say they do? What did some basic bra do to you? Did she start chewing on them or something?
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, it's just too far. I'm just saying, you know, certain things, you know, it just get out of the intentions that it was meant to, you know what I'm saying, what it was meant for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just like certain simple shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't meant for that, but you're using it for what it's not intended to be used for. So I just need everybody just to, you know, say, take a moment, slow down, and, you know, don't take shit too far.
What I'm saying is, how about these folks that's taking this plastic surgery too damn far? I mean, you started out, you know, pretty. And then when they finish with you, you don't look like shit.
No, clearly.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I know that, you know, there is some work that you can get done that will help you. You know what I'm saying? There's some bad motherfucking bodies out there. You know what I'm saying? But be careful when you start messing with your face. You know what I'm saying? The face is something that, you know, you can't really cover. I mean, if a motherfucker fuck up some shit on your body, you know, you could put clothes on it, you could, you know, wrap up, you could put your girdle on, you could do some shit to camouflage it, you know what I'm saying? But when you start chopping on your face, I mean, I go on YouTube, and I'm Googling YouTube, I mean, you know, I'm on there Googling some shit, and I'm just looking at these monsters and shit, and they done just took plastic surgery too far. I mean, they're not happy with nothing about themselves. I mean, you know what, people? Come on now. For real.
You can say the same shit about tattoos. I mean, some motherfuckers say that's too far.
Oh, you took tattoos so far. Oh, my
shit.
God.
Shit. Tats in the eyeball. Tats on the lip.
Dog
just. Yeah. Just
what
crazy shit.
What if I want to look at your black eyeball or blue eyeball? What the fuck?
You know you called and told me you wanted to get your eyeball tanned.
You a damn lie. It's like you called and told me you wanted to get your balls pierced.
I was straight with that. You know, that is not things that African Americans do. Thank you very much. So, you know, that's not an African American thing. That's just not what we do. No.
We're not playing with the
Being different, having your own style, because I ain't nothing like me to be, has been, will ever be. I do exactly the opposite of what other motherfuckers do. I'm just determined not to do a damn. I don't want to be like nobody. So I'm down with that. But some of y'all taking this shit too far. How about these motherfuckers is cutting their tongues to look like snakes? You cutting hunks out of your tongue so you won't have a whole tongue like everybody else. It'll look like a pitchfork, you know, like a snake tongue. I mean, what the fuck?
Who tongue kisses
motherfuckers that look like that? I know that there's somebody that does, because, I mean, you know, just like I seen, it was a lady that you seen.
That probably be like two tongues looking on your pussy. Be like, you know.
Yeah. See, you ain't saying shit. No.
Wait a minute, hold up. You saying that I can actually get. See, but you know what? It's sad, but it would be a situation like I would just be laying up for gratification purposes only. And when you done, I wouldn't even want you to look at me. You ain't finna kiss me. Thanks for, you know, what you done did with your double edged sword tongue. But now I'm gonna need you to exit the building.
They never say that. Hey, but going to that shit right now, you know, I see the nigga got some little thing put in the top of his head. Too lucky he got some fucking horns. Nigga, that's over the top.
Why are they taking this shit so far, baby? I want you to be different. I want you to be different. I don't want Big Baby's beats to be like nobody else beats. Because I love originality at its best. That's why High Talk Radio is so in the left field. We strive. If everybody else is doing decent topics, we're going to get the most wretchedest topics we can find. We're going to talk about motherfuckers squirting all on the walls and cleaning cars with the shit. Because in spring, when the pollen falls, our remedy to that is get the pussy to squirting to wash away the pollen. We don't want to be like, man, motherfucker, radio, nobody. That's why we come up with the topics that we come up with. We want to be that motherfucker who ain't scared to say it. And but yet it's still, it's a price that comes with that, because it becomes like taboo. But that's okay. We don't give a fuck. We got more motherfuckers in the world in the cut listening than the motherfuckers that say they listen to that other shit. How about that?
Everybody
like to listen to some taboo shit. Everybody like to sneak and see some, you know, listen to some shit that, you know, they think they ain't supposed to. But when they come to Hot Talk Radio, they get fed. You know, so we take this shit far. We put out what you don't think you're going to hear, and then when you get here, you get your vitamins, you get your minerals, you get your supplements, and you get the Holy Ghost. I mean, you get everything in one spot. We took it too far on Hot Talk Radio. That's right.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
We leave the Aussie talk about
it. We're
going to
keep taking it.
Huh?
We're going to keep taking it. We're going to take it back and beyond. That's what we do.
Yeah, so when you get bored, because, you know what I'm saying, we done took this shit farther than a two-hour show. This shit is 24 hours, 7 days a week, non-fucking-stop. Now, I know you didn't think that we was producing four shows a week for nothing, just to have a sit. Hell to the no, baby. We took
Hell
this shit
to the no.
You go visit us at hottalkradio.net. www.hottalkradio.net, and you will be blessed.
Exactly. Hit that Windows Media Player, and it's on and popping. Y'all already know what to do, man. It's going down. It's always official. Stay official, man. This is Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, so we are definitely taking over. This is where all the pimp players and hustlers come in to say, hey, look, you taking this shit too far. That's all I got to say. I think that was my close out.
And he's done.
You ain't got no motherfucking close out, nigga. I need you to, you know what, you act like you're a little lost right now.
Have mercy.
You know, I need you to.
Well, I am. I'm really in the zone right now. I'm really like, you know, I think I done, you know, took it a little bit too far. You know how you get a bottle and then you start sipping on it and then you just take it a little bit too far? It's the same shit.
Would you consider me taking it too far if I asked you, if I told you I just want to make you calm?
Yes. Don't do it, kid.
Killing that Hot Lock magazine award as well. Fire.
I said I want to make you holding inside. Our conversation got deeper as you looked in my eyes. Said everybody know my secrets and I'm wondering how. You asking all types of questions and I wanna go high. You put your hands up on my, then you touch my thigh. You're nibbling all up on my chest and you go grabbing my neck. There ain't no need to even rush it cause I'm already wet. Go ahead, pull my hair while I lick on your chest. Pull a little bit harder while I do the rest. I like that kiss around your belly vest. I like the way you think you're knowing where I'm going next. I close my eyes for a second, had a quick reflex. I'm thinking damn to myself, should I do this yet? Go ahead, give up my goodies cause I'm in his bed. I whisper softly in your ear and this is what I said. Make you
too far. Am I taking it too far? I want to make somebody come.
Yeah, that's why I take it too far. Taking it way too far. Outside radio is taking it too far. We up and up, up and out of here. Y'all already know what to do, man. 917-889-8677 is the call in number, man. We doing it real big right here. Hot Talk Radio, man. We taking it too far, man. Some people take shit just too far. You know what I mean? Take it too far. Can't understand some of this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Some of this shit is just going too damn far. Like, I really don't understand what made people think that certain videos people want to see. They took it too far when they put the baby on there that was being molested. I'm still upset about that. I'm going to let you know because I don't play about the damn children. Don't share stupid videos. Report them. You're taking this shit too far when you share it. I don't give a damn if you think you sharing it to warn somebody. That shit don't need to be shared like that. That little baby already fucked up, and now y'all going to help exploit her even more. You know what I'm saying? That's not the kind of shit we share, people. You take, whew, I mean, come on. Tell me I need to use common sense. I wouldn't even want that shit on my motherfucking page.
Yeah. Just taking it too far. I mean, like, some of these songs, I just like taking it too far. I understand one nigga say he popping Molly, but not everybody popping Molly. Everybody got a Molly song? What the fuck? They're like smoking crack and I'm sweating. I mean, what the fuck?
I totally agree.
Just taking it too far. I understand one nigga got a song. Okay, cool. But not everybody want to motherfucker make a song? Like, come on, shit. How many Molly songs can a motherfucker have?
No, tell me. Pop the Molly, I'm dead.
I mean, and I really want to know, because, you know, I do admit that I am a late bloomer. But I'd rather be a late bloomer than some fast ass that just took it too far. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I don't mind not knowing about all of the hood shit and street shit. I'm seeing people putting on Facebook this stuff that look like Kool-Aid, but they keep, you know, bragging about it. So I know that it's something a little bit more advanced than Kool-Aid, and they say that they be leaning with it. So I'm trying to understand exactly what is that, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all taking this stuff too far. Now, marijuana was made when we was made. Roll you up too right now. Put it in the air. You know what I'm saying? But stop experimenting with all this stuff. I do my research and I pay attention to stuff, and there was another one that's called oxycodone and oxycontin, and this stuff is, you know, got, oh my goodness, y'all taking this shit too far. I mean, at what point do you need to be taking all of that and leaning and mollying? I mean, come on.
Hey.
You don't want nobody to know you smoke crack, though, but you bragging about your mileage and your oxycontins and shit, and it's, you know what I'm saying? From what I'm reading, this shit worse. I mean, y'all taking this drug shit too damn far. And then you brag about it. You put all this stuff on Facebook, and I'm like, is this shit supposed to, I mean, and then, you know, didn't take y'all, but, you know, y'all think when Hot Talk Radio take a moment, you know, we gone and we ain't going to, you know, cuss y'all about the shit y'all taking too far. Don't ever underestimate the power of Hot Talk Radio. Because when we are not on air, we around making some other shit jump. Trust that.
Please.
Know it's some other shit going down. But why are you flashing your little $1,500 checks? On Facebook, y'all taking this shit too far. Y'all have taken Facebook too damn far, for real. I mean, y'all need to take that to them other websites that's designed for that shit. I'm seeing pornography. I'm seeing all kinds of shit.
Hold on. Now, hey, the pornography thing, you know.
Oh, God.
Ain't nothing wrong with a big booty bitch.
It ain't about a big booty bitch, nigga.
Okay.
What are you saying? Ain't nobody big booty bitch, but first of all, look, if I want to see certain things, I go to certain places for that. If I want to see fucking and, you know, shut up, I go to that. I don't want to, you know, somebody tell me, oh, this is a nice video, you know, yay, thumbs up, and I click on it. I'm taking this dick, you just put that dick in my ear. Look, it's a time and a place for everything. I might not
be able to do this. First of all, that shows what kind of friends that you have.
Yeah, they said
because I don't know you seen it because it's one of your friends that posted shit.
First of all, I got 5,000 friends, nigga. I do not know everybody individually on Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Facebook is for your friends and associates, people that you know. See, that's why shit get fucked up when motherfuckers start.
That's
why niggas take the shit too far. They took Facebook too far. Knowing that you really don't know 5,000 motherfuckers, you just took it too far. And said, well, shit, I'm just going to step everybody. Just
take
it too far.
I don't be on.
It's too far Tuesday. You're taking it too far. Now, if you only stuck to you got them five people that you really know.
Hold up, motherfucker. I know more than five people. You gonna respect this motherfucking pussy.
Yeah, because you know about several people, girl. You cut a shot too.
Plus me, okay, the five people plus me and Big Baby. Okay.
There you go.
Hell nah. Okay, that's okay. Y'all trying to take this shit too far tonight, but that's okay. It's taking too far Tuesday. Okay? Y'all a real G. I can handle this. You know what I'm saying? I can be the only super bitch on here with a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings. This is what I do.
Everybody, you know, all the super nigga might going to be on mute in about 5 more minutes.
I don't even take it that far no more, big baby. Cause I'm not sure. I don't even delete the stuff people put on my page no more. Cause I like to see, I like the world to see when people challenge me. So when I come back, they be like, "Damn, that bitch that ate him alive," and then left what he said on them. They're like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, some of y'all, you know, niggas take shit too far. Some of y'all bitches take shit too far. You take shit too far when you determine you gonna be answered and you put a motherfucking repeat dialer. And now you just done took that shit too far. For real.
Now that is too far.
How you supposed to read somebody's phone back to back? You don't put their phone in repeat dial like you calling the radio station trying to win $110. I mean, you just took the shit too far.
And really, I didn't take the taxes out, it ain't number $87. So, yeah, just take that shit too far.
You need to stop putting salt behind this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
for real.
Hey, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? People was talking about, you know, motherfuckers putting their hands on bitches and shit like that. Sometimes motherfuckers just take this shit too far. Hoes take their mouth too far. They think that, you know, hey, I'm a bitch. I can say what the fuck I want to say. You ain't supposed to put your hands on no broad, and, you know, so I can hit this nigga upside the head, and he ain't going to do nothing because he ain't supposed to hit women and shit. And they take the shit too far.
Now, I want to say something about that, ladies, because, you know, the fellas have made a point. Y'all are, you know, getting a bit, you know. But fellas, you in the ladies' defense, y'all be done shit that make them say this kind of stuff to you. Y'all be done took shit too far too now. You know what I'm saying? Now, ladies, I'm gonna say this: don't say nothing that, you know what I'm saying, you can't really take back. You know,
don't say something that's gonna get your motherfucking block knocked off. That's what you got to be concentrated on. Worry about not getting your motherfucking face banned. Nah, fuck a nice way.
Fuck a
nice way. Get your face banned. Oh, that's why your mama ugly
and
fuck. Oh,
shit.
Not my mama.
Not my mama. That's just taking it too far. Don't go to talking about their mamas. You know what I'm saying?
A nigga daddy, but talking about a nigga mama is taking it too far.
Too motherfucking far, bitch. You don't talk about my mama up in the back of that face. Come here, bitch.
Thank you, somebody. Come here, bitch. How you going to tell somebody to come here? Oh, here I come to get my ass whooped.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, some of them, they tell the way they're talking about a nigga uncle.
Talk about your uncle.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. Shit.
You that ugly that you like you a monkey's uncle?
Hey, girl, I'm just saying. Motherfucker, we taking it too far.
No. Yeah. Now, you know, fellas, I need y'all to put some thought into what y'all be doing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be on some extra shit now. I mean, you know, I fuck with the fellas. I be on y'all's side because I already know that a lot of shit that y'all do be because a bitch we done took it too far. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know,
everything be about a bitch. Everything be about a bitch.
Everything
about the money, it be really about a bitch. They been took it too far about a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Now, if it's a super bitch, I can understand. But y'all be taking it too far over this basic ass shit, and I got a problem with that.
See, I'm going to tell you why. Because at first, when we first met the bitch, she was telling her about how she super she was and all this shit. And then a week or two later, you know,
she got
down. She
caught the basic virus.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna let you talk so yeah, I can clarify the situation.
Super busy with
now I understand
with
what you're saying.
She's a super busy, she's a basic bitch in disguise.
So she's not in disguise. But those are considered super bitch fans. You know what I'm saying? You got to have supporters of every movement. You know what I'm saying? Those are the fans. Okay, put it like this. Okay, do you remember when Michael Jackson was doing his thing? He had on his motherfucking little parachute, little jacket that had it was red and they had the little black stripes on it. And all the little, everybody ran out and got them a jacket. But they didn't make no Michael Jackson, but they went and wore his attire. Same concept. Now,
you
saying
the bitches walking around dressing like super bitches, but they really, okay, go ahead.
They really the fans. They the ones that stand on the outside and go, yay, and, you know, and when you like something and you support the movement, you go and you try to emulate what you see, which is the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the super bitches run around smoking crack, popping molly, they sweating, then you have a bunch of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, running around emulating derogatory things, you know what I'm saying? But they be trying to, you know, emulate what they see us doing, but then after a while, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't in you, you know what I'm saying, then the true self comes out. Oh,
the true self, set you free.
Don't hold it against me. What you do in a case like that, when you find those that after, you know, a week or two, because, you know, with any relationship when you meet a person, people put their best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. And I don't want to consider that taking it too far because, you know, really and truly, you don't walk in a job interview and say, look, you know, I'm a motherfucker that be late all the time. I don't like to do shit you tell me to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call in probably 3 times a month. You know, I'm a half-ass do my job, but, hey, I'm going to come to this motherfucker. That ain't what you do. So that's the same concept when you meeting people. You know what I'm saying? When they, you know, showing you who they following. I want to be a super bitch. I think I'm one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do what the super bitches do. But after a while, you know, after the probation, you know how at a job they give you 3 months before they give you benefits? That's what y'all niggas need to start doing with these bitches. Okay, you say you a super bitch. In 3 months' time, if you a basic bitch, she going to be your shoulder up. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get none of these benefits until after 3 months. And then you don't give them all the benefits at 3 months. You gradually kill, okay, you done made it to the three-point mark. I can, you know.
I co-sign that. I co-sign that movement.
Co-sign that movement. It's been a long time, so I got to co-sign from your ass.
As I, hey, put a bitch on probation. Yeah, I like that. It's, hey, I give you 3 months. After 3 months, hey, we're going to know what the hell is going on with you by that time. Yeah, I go for that. Because, you know, motherfuckers take shit too far. Even, you know what I'm saying, relationships and friends. Motherfuckers, friends take shit too far. You know what I'm saying? They borrow shit, don't bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Keep borrowing motherfucker $20 every week, don't ever pay the shit back. Motherfucker takes shit too far. You know what I'm saying? First time they didn't want a stick of butter, next time they want the whole goddamn tray. I'm just saying, first it go from one egg to the whole damn carton. You know what I mean? First is, hey, take me to the store. Then that thing, you know, is take me goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Take me to Alabama. Nigga wants you to take them out of town. I mean, goddamn. Niggas take this shit too damn far.
What about the ones that be wanting you to get on some pimp juice and don't want to compensate you for it?
That's all we need, baby. One for that.
Damn.
Folks out there preach the Old Testament, no boat, man. Those folks don't switch all the way over to some new shit, man.
They took shit.
You a lie. You ain't been to nobody's church to your shit. Only church you went to a high star radio, you lying fucker.
Man, you go to any other church, man. I'm fucked. Preach a New Testament, man. Those folks ain't studying no Old Testament no more, man. You better do your homework, man. You know what I'm saying?
These other guys
do their homework
far.
Every day, man. Yeah, yeah. Those folks don't take it too far, man. You know what I'm saying? Those folks say Jesus God, man. But how we know God is God, man. Yeah, yeah. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. These new motherfuckers to take the shit too far, man. Playing
that's
on
it.
The street,
that's
man.
Take the shit too far.
You know? That's like you could motherfucking, you know, you could talk, you could mic a tease a motherfucker. That's like brilliant. You know what I'm saying? You know, one motherfucker, you might get away with that shit one time, two times, but yeah, you can't get away with that shit, you know what I'm saying, all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Motherfucker take the shit too far. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might get away with that shit one time. You can get away with robbing the bank one time. Why a motherfucker want to take it too far and rob like three more banks? I'm just saying, just take the shit too damn far. I mean, you kill one nigga. Why you want to take it too damn far and just go on a spree and just start killing everybody? You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, just take the shit too damn far. I mean, for real, though.
I agree with that. You're like, you run up on somebody and you fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know what you got going on at home, so you know damn well what the fuck going on, but you just going to keep on dipping back over there and actually, you know, and take the shit too damn far. And you got a bunch of extra drama going on because you didn't know how to just hit and go the fuck on. See?
Taking too damn far.
Slow down, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you why people take shit too far, man. You know what I'm saying? Because people have dreams out here, man. People have goals out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, niggas out here hungry, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got to get how they live out here, man, you know what I'm saying? So niggas got to take shit too far sometimes, you know what I mean? That's like me with this pepper shit. I'm finna take this shit as far as I can go with this shit, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Poor pepper better than no pepper, man. Don't stop with this shit, man. That's why I try to tell you, but you got to take it too far sometimes, man, if you try to do what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Shout out to folks, man. I'm disciplined, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep taking that shit too far, man. Y'all might get kicked out of certain circles, man. But, hey, stay in your lane, man, and do that shit the way you're supposed to do it, man. Discipline is the way to be. Yeah, yeah.
Are you saying because we undisciplined, we took it too far? Because I don't think that we took it too far. I think we did what we were supposed to do because we just not no monkey see, monkey do ass folks over here at Hot Talk Radio.
See, we hot talk radio, man. We took this shit too far, man. This shit was supposed to be what it's supposed to be, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what was it supposed to be? Wait a minute, hold up.
Because our characters, you know what I'm saying? All we say is like this here, man. This hot talk radio, man. We took it too far, man. We weren't thinking about no hot talk TV. Yeah, when we started that hot talk radio. You know what I mean?
And then we just took it 24 hours and shit.
We was thinking about all that shit, man. We gonna take that shit far, cause that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? So we can't tell nobody here not to take it too far, man, cause that's what we do.
Yeah, but some shit you can't take too far, cuz. I mean,
that
come on now.
Play too much. That don't folk play too much. That's why they get fired.
I didn't so they play too much.
They play too much. Play too much, man. You get them folks up out of here, man. Them folks who take shit too far, man. You don't stick to the script, man. You don't play your role, man. Hey, man, you got to get up out this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit is not made for everybody, man. Please know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No,
do your background work, man. You know what I'm saying? Go do your homework, man, and realize what the fuck you're getting into, man, what you're getting involved in, man. You know what I'm saying? Your trust has got to be wise, man. Yeah, yeah.
Wise choices,
I mean,
man. Wise
so you
choices.
Saying when you go to a radio station, or you tune in to Hot Talk Radio, and they playing shit like.
Oh, all my ladies hit the floor at the house it's like a nigga that's throwing a part on that pussy hit the floor. Play hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Party. I throw a party on that pussy. Party on that pussy.
Okay, I'm just saying, hold on.
Atlanta right quick, then.
Hey, oh, DJ, I'm all in this bitch.
Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing.
I make this shit work, man. You know damn well they now. Oh, so you saying Jay Harden took that shit too far when he said he throw a party? He said happy birthday. So that means it's cake, ice cream, confetti, balloons. Oh, come on.
All that.
You
on that pussy.
Hey.
And then hit it like a piñata. Did they all that did on the pussy.
Hey. He took it too far. You can't even imagine how much pussy that nigga that got.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Some people have the right to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a membership to be able to do that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people let their shit be inspired, man, and then keep trying to do that shit when you have to renew your shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, some people have the right to take it too far, man. You know what I'm saying? There are exceptions out here.
Some take the, you know, exactly. Instead of just dealing with the dose of 20, they want to take it too far and overdose. You know what I'm saying?
Overdose on that A. Now, Jamie Foxx got that song. He said he overdosed on that pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it possible? I'm just saying, can you take the pussy just too far? Can you go too far with the pussy, man? I'm just saying.
But if that dick is good, you're going to want it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to want it. And that's not taking it too far. I don't see how you could take it too far, because what you need to do is evaluate the situation. Can this person take it if I take it too far? If you know that person can't handle that level that you bring, then you don't take it that far with them. But if you know they can handle it and they want it, shit.
I want it. Yeah, I see you looking over here. Thick red bone, gold leg, red hair. If you got a girl, I don't care, wanna care. I want that thing, wanna make that clear.
Oh, look at the red thing standing over there. Sitting with the long hair, tell her come here. Sipping on the hand, ain't got no one to feel with a body like that. I gotta have that deal.
I want that thing.
She wants this thing.
She wanted it? Hell no,
because
she must think she
can
handle it. I mean.
Sound like it to me.
Hey, man, sprinkle, man. We say sprinkle on folks, man. Don't pull that shit on no folks, man. Y'all sprinkle on folks with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sprinkling them, Kyle.
Just like that.
I'm sprinkling them. You know what I'm saying? DJ Hell, now I'm on the ones and twos tonight.
That's what you do when you don't want to give folks too much, man. You just sprinkle on folks, man. That's all we say. Live from the cut, man. It's my DJ Pimp Sweet. Hey, Spoda Yoda, man. Chilling here with my nigga Gaho. Everybody in the trap, man. All the super nigga, man. Who's happened to be changed, man. All the other peoples, man. Y'all know how we do it on Hot Talk Radio, man. I'm just heading to these mountains. Y'all know what I'm doing out here, man. Lane to lane with my niggas. You already know how we do it, man.
You lying to lane? Now you taking that shit too far, cuz. You lying to lane.
Yeah, man. Well, I represent all my people's, man. You know what I'm saying? Time to go out on folks, man. You know what I'm saying? The number time now, man. Everybody else who fuck with their hot talk radio shit. Calling your own family. Everybody, man, who fuck with this shit, man.
Tell them that we done took over the Hot Block Music Awards ballot again this year. I mean, we on there probably a total of 10 times. I was like, you know, I mean, he really done took that shit too far, because it's really at this point the Hot Talk Radio music ballot. I mean, I ain't never seen nobody on the ballot as many times as we are. I mean, for real? I mean, in some of the categories, I'm like, I didn't even know I was even considered that. You know what I'm saying?
That's that Rory Fam shit, man. That's all it is.
Oh, it's that Rory Fam shit. Shut up, cuz. You done took this shit too far.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
These folks gotta recognize this shit, man. That's why I try to tell you folks, you ain't gotta keep blasting off on these people, man. Cause, hey, man, we some buffers over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We keep that shit moving. We keep it pepping, man. We stay in our lane, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't do it, man. We don't do nothing what other people do, man. We only do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, we taking this shit too far, man. We're gonna keep going. Ain't no stop.
Y'all heard that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you're looking for something contemporary or predictable, this is not the station for you. You know what I'm saying? It's High Talk Radio station. This is not the station for you. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't even know what we're going to do. I didn't know Pimp and Sweep was going to call in tonight. He laughed when he said he's not coming to work. That's the kind of behavior that you can expect at High Talk Radio.
Be careful who y'all run up on, man, when they're going too far shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to have your game right, man, before you got that run up on fuck with that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't be Rush Haven out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're doing out here, man. You know what I mean? So stay in your lane, man. Keep that shit moving. Keep that shit pimping, man. You know what I'm saying? One time for the cut, man. I'm disciplined in this motherfucker, man.
Hey,
cuz,
they want to say that I went too far with what I did with the super bitch word. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, I mean, but I don't see how they can say I went too far with what I did with it when they accept the baddest bitch, they accept the boss bitch, they accept the five-star bitch. But when I turn around and say super bitch and put acronyms on it, they're afraid of it. They be on my page talking about go super chick. And I be like, who are you talking about? I ain't no motherfucking super chick on this goddamn page. What's wrong with y'all?
It's that
super bitch, motherfucker.
That's them folk, man, who been raised in the old time, man. They be like, man, you disrespecting me because you calling me bitch, man. No, man, we just don't flip that shit, man. Be like, hey, man, we
call
other
me
bitches,
super.
Man. And we know it. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, double that thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it over here.
They got T-shirts. They got a logo. They got a whole full movement.
It
damn right, we got to put, she done took that super bitch shit too far. They got a whole movement. They got uniforms. They got a damn, they got bodysuits and capes and shit and boots.
Yeah,
and
folks got
and
clothes,
they be activating.
Man, them folks got clothes. They got music, man. Them folks got drinks, man. Them folks got smoke screens, man. Them folks got everything motherfucking want for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? You pick your poison, man. You know what I'm saying? Play at your own risk on this thing, man.
Hey! You know what I'm saying? I like the way you just clarified that thing. You know what I'm saying? I really do, you know. I really do like the way you just broke that thing down and help me, you know, get the message out there because I get tired of people, you know, acting as though, you know, they are, you know, I mean, I use the word chick, but, you know, daylight purposes. But please refer to me as super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I'm trying so hard to get your basic ass proud to unleash the bitch in you. You know what I'm saying? You know,
straight
this one for
that.
My niggas. This one for my niggas. I love my super niggas. I can't do nothing without them. But please don't forget about my bitches.
Lack of loyalty. The major cause of failure in any walk of life. Loyalty of everything.
My niggas bout that life. Yo niggas bout that bullshit. My niggas be down the ride. Yo niggas talk some bullshit. Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
If you talking about money, then my niggas up on it. In a smash room if you want it. Bullshit they don't condone. Stupid pockets full of swishers. Addictions and getting rich. Yeah, my niggas just some goons, but don't forget about my bitches. My bitches on the ground. Yo bitches said they never gon' get broke. My bitches bought that money. And yo bitches wait no child support. Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
I got a couple better bitches.
dead killing niggas. They put in red and go bananas, go gorilla niggas. But it's talking if you working at McDonald's, niggas. They wanna die, they wanna love you with a couple figures. In the streets, you grind, you working. Her meals don't mind, she'll break them. If a bitch that wrong, she'll hurt them. Killing these hoes, red bottom, she hurts them.
My niggas bought that lie. Yo niggas bought that bullshit. My niggas be down to ride. Yo niggas talk some good shit. Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
If you talking about money, then my niggas up on it. In a smash you if you want it. Bullshit they don't condone. Stupid pockets full of swishes and bitches be getting rich. Yeah, my niggas just some goons, but don't forget about my bitches. My bitches on the grind. Your bitch scared they nail gon' get broke. My bitches about that money. And your bitch wait no job for bitches. Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches. Right?
All my niggas, they ride for me. Got a couple bad bitches down with pins. Same with the strap to the dope string. Got a whole damn squad on lock. You see, if we go straight, him and can't touch this. Now we ain't who what the fuck with. Yeah, all my niggas rich, but don't forget about my bitches, dawg.
My niggas bought that lie. Yo niggas bought that bullshit. My niggas be down to ride. Yo niggas talk some good shit. Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
Strictly for my niggas.
If you talking about money, then my niggas up on it. In a smash you if you want it. Bullshit they don't condone. Stupid pockets full of swishes and bitches are getting rich. Yeah, my niggas just some goons, but don't forget about my bitches. My bitches on the grind. Yo bitch scared they nail gon' get broke. My bitches about that money. And yo bitch ain't no job for bitches. Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches.
Right? Strictly for my bitches.
Strictly for my bitches. Right?
I'm just saying, I mean, whew, ain't nothing like, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing like the song, but just tell the truth. You know, this, you know, love the super nigga, but we can't forget about our bitches, you know. Second cuff.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. You're right, man. Some of these folks do be taking shit too far around these things, man. These niggas who ride around these police cars, man, y'all niggas take that shit too far, man. But y'all know the kind of car, man.
Wait a minute, Cole. You saying somebody ride around in the police car?
I'm talking about these niggas who be buying these old-ass police cars and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Be riding around in the hood, be old-ass police car, man. But y'all know the car, man. Stop buying all these old-ass police car, man.
What do you think they hold, you know what I'm saying? What do you think the plan is to make somebody think they're the police or the car supposed to be fast?
I believe them niggas think that shit gonna be driving fast, so like they're gonna be still souped up or something. I don't know, man. These niggas won't take the goddamn flashlight off the goddamn. They won't take the flashlight off, man. They won't take the goddamn little bumper thing off the goddamn grill. You supposed to be riding a motherfucker like that. They won't give a bitch a new paint job. They keep the same tires on that motherfucker, man. Hey, y'all niggas need to stop that shit, man. Y'all taking that shit too far.
Trapper John taking that shit too far, breathing into the goddamn phone.
Man, let my nigga get here, Trump Juice, man.
Trump Juice my damn ass. Trapper John.
Juice up, my nigga. But you're doing the cut, man. You know what I'm saying? You just go for the cut, man. You do what you do.
Don't condone that bullshit,
cuz. One thing about your boy, man, I condone everything what motherfuckers do what they do, man. They do it to the best of their ability, man. Don't let nobody hate on them or stop them or what they're trying to do.
You know what? Motherfuckers take this shit too far sometimes. They take shit too far on Hot Top Radio. I'm for real. This undisciplined ass behavior. Motherfuckers take it too far, Trapper John.
I know. Somebody need to get these motherfuckers. Somebody need to get these folks.
So don't laugh at that motherfucker. Don't laugh at that shit.
I don't know what wrong with these folks.
He's smiling up the motherfucker.
I
I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I can push for a living like that. Yeah.
Push the living. Take it through the living.
He don't even know what the hell we talking about. We could be talking about the damn party going on Thursday at Crow's Nest, for all he know.
Either way it goes, we going to take it to the limit.
Are you going to tell the folks what's going on Thursday, Trapper John?
Yeah, you know, Thursday, man, bite night, man. Bite some bags, man. Crow's Nest. Old National Megaplex, man. Goes down every Thursday, man. Drink specials all night long. Y'all know what it is, man. So everybody come on out, bring your bikes out, bring everybody out, man. Bring your babes, it's all to the good, man. We got discount specials for all the bike clubs, all the social clubs, man. You already know, so come through the door. Let us know what's going on, man. We'll hook you up with a table, 15 people or more. You already know what's happening. Crow's Nest Megaplex, every Thursday. Crow's Nest Megaplex.
I know I'm going to be in that thing, man. Yeah. Don't make it coming in there with them bikes.
You take the phone, man.
They can't take a warehouse on them bikes, man. You know what I'm saying? So I got to come in with the bed, man. Yeah.
Exactly.
You going to take it too far, Cole? You going to take it too far tomorrow
night?
I mean, we
are
Thursday night.
Yeah, man. Them niggas with the bike can't take a warehouse on, man. You know what I'm saying? Bike can't start lining up. Yeah.
Listen at you.
Ain't that like a bitch with a helmet on? She can take that pounding. That's what I'm talking about. No,
oh,
ready.
You saying that if she has on a helmet, she could take more dick?
I'm just saying she could be ready for action. She'd be ready for it just in case an accident happened and I put that head through the wall, it ain't no issue.
You ain't putting nobody through no damn wall. You ain't taking it too far, Trap.
Oh, yeah, I be taking it too far. I be taking it way up in there.
I guess you do. A nigga got to be doing something when bitches harass another motherfucker about that. Damn. How the fuck a bitch going to put my number in call for Pete Dollar? That's just too damn far. This nigga dig so good, another bitch put my number in for Pete Dollar.
Hey,
so,
what
you got
to
say about that shit?
Well, I don't know nothing about all that, man. You know what I'm saying? But
it's your boy. You don't want to say that. He didn't do it. I didn't say another bitch did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I don't know nothing about all that, man. We have strict instructions from the cut, man. You know what I'm saying? So not, you know what I'm saying? Participate in certain conversations, you know, yeah. So what we're going to do is say, let y'all, you know what I'm saying, have that side, and we're going to continue with the gang spitting on our side, if you know what I'm talking about, like. But look, because the word from the pussy parlor is.
The pussy parlor,
niggas,
it's still open.
Niggas who got there taking pills out here, man, you know what I'm saying? You take them pills for a reason, man. You take them pills to do what you do, man. Y'all need to stop taking them pills and falling asleep, man. Goddamn, I represent niggas out here, man, because y'all need them niggas, y'all need them folk bad names out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, right from the pussy poly is, man.
What kind of pill are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? You know, the Viagra, the Molly's, and all that other stuff that you folk are too far trying to take, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they need an extra boost. You know what I mean? If you go by my instruction, I'm just going to tell you like this, man. Get them all the dose of 20, and you keep that shit moving, man. You know what I'm saying? You start trying to do stuff that you can't do, man. You know what I mean? So, but word from the pussy parlor, these folks take a pill and fall asleep and shit, man. Not represent, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just out here spreading the message, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Those are my instructions. Come alive from the female players, man, because you know that's all I fuck with. Female pencil players, super bitches, and all them other boss bitches, man. Y'all know where we at.
Yeah, cool.
Y'all take it too far, go to hottalkradio.net. www.hottalkradio.net.
for the HotBlockMagazine.com and cast your vote. We done told that ballot the hell up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we take you. That's what we do.
Who trying to be in relationships and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't be in a relationship, man, if you don't know how to be friends first, man. You know what I'm saying? So, word for the cut is stop going too far, man, trying to be in a relationship, man, if you don't know how to be their friend first. Yeah, yeah.
I co-sign the fuck out of that, cuz I mean, fuck friends count.
Yeah, man, just be friends first, man, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know if you even gonna like that person as in a relationship, man, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know if you're gonna love that person, man, but as a friend, if you can love that person as a friend first, man, then maybe you can get out there and take that shit too far in that step, man, you know what I'm saying? But first, you can't take it too far, man. Slow your roll.
I like
man,
that,
because
we talked about, you know, putting them on probation. Before you even take it, you know, take it too far, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, like, with anything, ain't been so long a motherfucker can hold up a facade, you know what I'm saying? It ain't so long that I can pretend to not be hell. I mean, you talking about 2 seconds into the conversation and it's all coming out. I'm sorry, that's why I just don't go places where I can't be myself. It ain't going to happen. I just can't do it. I'm not going to cooperate.
You like that? All that means is you just stay in your life. That's it.
Hell is in the middle.
That's all we try to teach y'all folks, man. Stay in your lane, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're a buster, man, you stay a buster, man. Don't you try to come out here and be a pimp, man. Yeah, I am, man. You're going to get pimped, dog.
Oh, we got the gangster unset in. Tough. Word. Hey,
what the fuck is going on this bitch?
Hey, don't come on here trying to take it too far. It's taking too far, Susie. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know no other way.
You don't know no other way?
Man, I don't know no other motherfucking way.
That's it.
That's why I swear in the lane. You know what I'm saying? I don't stay in the lane. I take it too far. I go outside the line. Every time.
They all on the sidewalk. It's like... Sidewalk pimping, fuck it. We all on the sidewalk with this shit, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck the lane, shit, hell.
Fuck the lane. I take it too far on every corner.
It's like we all in the emergency lane and shit. Fuck it.
Believe it. Ain't sure
right like that.
Ain't but one person in the car.
That's mm-hmm. it. Fuck it. We on a one way going the wrong way with the lights out.
You know what? Y'all take it too far.
Shit.
I ran a bus with two people. You know what I'm saying? You go outside. Fuck
it. Take it too far.
This is all made for certain folks, man. This is not made for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all listen carefully, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to filter some of this shit, man, that we spit out here, man, through the airways, man. You know what I'm saying? It can't come no other way, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't write this shit down, man. You can't give them no reason to discuss how this shit is going to come out as a part, man. You know what I'm saying? So, that motherfucker, keep doing what you're doing, man. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, man. And, hey, man, it is what it is, man. You know how you live, man.
Believe that. Co-sign.
Hey, Swar, what have you seen motherfuckers taking too far recently?
Hey, man. I'm seeing these motherfuckers take it too far on this whole motherfucking Harlem Shake shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a motherfucker lock his legs behind a motherfucking bitch's neck so she couldn't move her shit and choke the shit out of that motherfucker. That's too far. Yeah, I love the shit, but it's too far.
The nigga put his leg around the bitch.
He put his legs around these bitches' head and locked it in so they can't move their motherfucking head and they got a mouth full of dick. Can't go nowhere. They're choking to death.
Damn. He hauled
and shake
on them hoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
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 They throwing up everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
I got one more call that they're taking too far, man. These ladies, these girls, I have. Speaking of these baby mamas, ooh, that's all I fuck with. These baby mamas who got these sons out here, man, you know what I'm saying? You teach your son how to stand up and piss, man. Stop putting your son on that goddamn pot, man, trying him to sit down and piss, man. You know what I'm saying? You train your little boy to stand up and piss, man.
Hey, I close out on that one. That's a real shit.
Wait a minute, hold on. First of all, you got to first teach them how to sit down because they got to, how they going to poopy? They going to stand
hell
up and
no.
poop?
First of all, that's problem number one. Niggas don't poopy. We take a shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The motherfucker around here poopy.
Drop a load, goddammit.
Yeah. fuck is a poopy.
Exactly. That shit don't even sound like no shit a nigga do. You're a poopy?
Never. Ever.
Y'all taking this shit. Shut the hell up. Y'all taking this shit too damn far now. Damn
now,
it. I'm
going
to take a
like shit.
Who's going to
handle
that? How you going to poopy? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
I'm saying. I'm just saying you don't talk to the baby and be like, come on, take a shit. You tell him, come on, poo-poo. Hot Talk Radio. That's, you know, I can feel you saying that. But really, Once they get, once they get to the ballot and see how it's talk radio, it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying?
They might just go ahead and take it all the way there and just be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the ballot, but don't even vote for me. Vote for iTalk Radio. They gonna win anyway. like, fuck it.
Hey, you gonna,
if you don't even vote for me, fuck it.
Hey, come with me to the show. I'm gonna try to see if they'll let me on iTalk Radio as a co-host since they know my name now.
You know what they gonna say?
I'm glad to be on the ballot. You got to
They
hit it with the loser line. You got to start somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to start somewhere. Shit, hey.
Yeah.
I'll come in. Hey, I don't mind. Motherfuckers just take it too far, man.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this piece on Facebook right here, too far. You got yourself. You look like a goddamn Tic Tac toe box. You need to cut that shit out, man. Some of y'all need to start posting all these goddamn pictures and shit. You smiling and you frowning, then adult lips with glasses, without glasses. We don't want to see that shit. You want to put some on Facebook?
Yeah.
Let us see them titties. How about that?
You took your status too far.
We want to see them titties.
That's it.
Can't
go wrong with that. You can't go too far with that.
Shit. Not at all. Not at all.
I don't give a fuck if the bitch got a butt chest. You can't go too far with that. Shit.
Hey,
show some titties, bitch.
Watch your own
independent
titty committee. Watch your own independent titty committee. We're going to like your page.
Then we're going to take it too far and share that motherfucker.
No doubt.
Y'all stupid.
You wanna
I
go
know
too far,
put
some pussy shots up there and get kicked off Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
They kick you off Facebook for that. I get so tired of seeing pussy. I don't know what they have to do.
Fuck it.
I think they'll put you on Facebook for a while. They'll tell you can't post for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's it. The waterfall is the shit.
Oh, and I, you know what? Now,
I can't comment on the waterfall. I think she took it too far with that. I don't need to see you suck it back up. I'm personally not into that.
Close the dinner to the waterfall.
And you ain't got a dick neither, so shit, you know.
Exactly.
You ain't got no dick.
If you say you like it, you might be taking it too far.
Whatever. No, I like the fact that she was enlightening me on some, you know what I'm saying? Cause I don't proclaim to know everything. I just know all things. It's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. I put it on mute because I didn't want to hear the scraping of the condom because it was like throwing me off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I personally felt like if it was a dildo, then you could have just sucked it raw. I mean, I don't see the need to put a condom on your own dildo, but I mean, hey, maybe she
might. I mean, I feel it, though, because I made these hoes put a condom in their mouth before I ended, and I don't know where their mouth been. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put it on me, put it in your mouth.
You put a condom around your tongue before you suck my dick. Put a condom around your tongue before you suck my dick.
It was her deal, though.
I prayed to say it first. Just put a condom on your tongue.
No, you ain't even seen it, nigga.
I've seen it. It didn't go far enough back there in the back.
Oh, she did do one where she took it all the way to the back. That's how she made the waterfall.
No, she needed to, like, poke it out the back of her neck.
Shut the hell up. That shit ain't funny, sir.
And in order to do that, she'll need one of those swerzy life-size dildos. You know what I'm saying? I think the one she had might not have been big enough to make it. She needed to see my website and get the swerzy life-size deal, though. And we can make that happen.
You taking it too far for her.
Yeah, I'll sell for $19.95.
It's on sale for
$20. $19.95. You know what I'm saying? Get a nickel back.
How much was shipping and handling the tax? See, you know, I can't stand
it. It's just straight up. $19.95. Straight up. That's what other people get you in on that shipping and handling. We just straight up $19.95.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's the EPC cost, too.
And tell it the original price. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of motherfuckers telling me, okay, the package, you know, includes this, that, and another, and the total package is $299. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Then you got the surcharges, the setup fee, the taxes, the delivery fee. You're like, by the time you finish all them extra fees, you up another $100. No.
That's about right. For an extra $50, I come to your house and you can make them all.
You talking about your dick again?
Yeah.
I was talking about something totally different. See, y'all taking this shit too far.
That salesmanship, you know, hey.
Oh.
The customer's always right.
All the price there is if you're paying by EBT card, it's $40 if you're paying by EBT card.
Oh, you going to double it if you're paying with yourself? That's
the going rate. That's the going rate. You know what I'm saying? I give you $50 for $100 of EBT money, so it's the same way. I'll charge you $19.95 and you give me $40.
That's it.
Y'all don't be trying to go to Swerve G website with your EBT card. Don't do that.
You're going to do it.
Don't pull your benefits with that bullshit now.
Buying things with your credit card, with your EBT card.
That's all she's trying to buy to me.
Nah,
hey.
Hell nah. You done took it too far.
It's all meat. You know what I'm saying? You can get meat with your EBT card.
That's it.
No. Big baby, don't get quiet. If you like me, when you get quiet, you enjoying the show. You don't come on here to enjoy the show.
Shit, me? I don't know what it is.
Shut
you like, I come on here for.
You leave Big Baby alone. You shut the hell up.
Thank you. You heard that shit, didn't you?
No, I don't listen to Swerve. Swerve is a non-factor.
Hey, you gonna make those super niggas kick your ass on Facebook tomorrow. Don't do it again. You got your ass kicked today. Don't do it tomorrow too, now.
Oh, Swerve, they tried to jump me on Facebook. You know I murdered all their asses. I killed their ass.
I
took it too far.
Murder shit.
Thank you.
Yes, I did. Yes, I could. Yes, I did.
We bust that ass today, cuz. She wasn't saying shit.
Because
she got quiet as a motherfucker. She wasn't saying shit on no phone.
I was just that bored. I mean, I had took a nap. That's all.
You took that shit too far.
I take it too far on Facebook. Y'all follow me on Facebook. It's Lady Libra Hell Queen SB. You know what I'm saying?
It's Lady Libra Hell. No, don't touch the records.
DJ Hell, no, and Miss Vic.
Don't touch
hell
the records.
Hell, no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I
hell,
no,
don't touch the records. Hell, no, don't touch the records.
I know you just mad because I be DJing my ass off.
Man, come on, man. I swear he sent you that bitch,
your ass
man.
Can feel that. I can see it. You just took it too far.
Man,
I'm a female DJ on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. That just let y'all know how these niggas are sorry on Hot Top Radio if the female got a DJ on their show. This ain't even my show.
Man, every time we try to do the shit, you just take over, man. I had to unmute my own mic, man. Come on, man. Every time Swerve starts scratching his shit,
that's your drop. DJ Lady Libra Hell. Come on, man. Oh, that's wild. I ain't hear you DJ tonight. I ain't see you working this week. Well, I didn't know how your mic got open. I'm like, where the baby came from? I figured Trap was doing it. Okay,
nah.
So if that means... If your ass was on the switchboard, motherfucker, you should have been running it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Y'all be taking this shit too far. Y'all be taking my kindness for weakness and shit.
I snuck back on the show, nigga. You try to put me off. I snuck back in the back, though, through the cut.
I did not try to throw you out of the show. You. That's some damn lying, stupid ass. Just lying. Only on High Time Radio, they come on here and lie on Lady Libra.
I had to let my own self back on the show.
I thought that opened your mic for real. I was like, hey, what in the hell? I'm like, you know what? That go to show how trifling you is. If all you want to do is come on here, open your mic, and that's it. Ain't DJ'd, ain't did shit else.
I've been talking
shit. About
that. Don't worry about what the fuck we be doing.
Yeah. Hey, he would get ready to say something to Swerve and say, shut up, don't worry about it. Then you go, yes, Mike, don't worry about it. See, y'all.
You heard him. You're taking it too far.
Y'all taking it too far. Shut up.
Hey, say it to you on your ass.
Y'all can't do nothing with this stupid bitch, nigga. You know what?
Hey, team, back again. Check the record off again.
Damn.
I work best under pressure, motherfuckers. Y'all don't do nothing. Y'all tickle me, actually. Y'all make me feel better.
We make you feel better. Well, you damn sure make us feel better.
I'm a pass on that. My turn.
You make us suffer.
Y'all going to like the Hot Talk Radio page on Facebook, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. And you, if you want to know how to spell Lady Libra, it's one word, LadyLibra, space hell. Space Queen, and SB is in parentheses.
God damn.
Y'all go to
hottopradio.net, and that's where all my sexy pictures at. We took it too far. We took it too far. Y'all follow Trapper Don, TRAPPER, space JON. On Twitter, he DJ Trapper Don. On Twitter, we Hot Talk 2010. The baby's supposed to be setting up our Instagram, but don't nobody do shit around here. They just make up shit they gonna do and don't do it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Check out our motherfucking Instagram page, hottalkradio.instagram, on your face, nigga.
Oh, is that already set up?
Post up.
That's us, work. Hey, he ain't easy, line.
Take
post
that
up.
With you while you going too far.
Post up,
what else?
Nigga.
Hey, y'all follow Big Baby on Facebook. And y'all follow Swerve G. It's spelled S-W-E-R-V. G. I mean, Space G on Facebook.
81 Big Baby Twitter.
You're taking it too far by making it into a song.
Partner Molly, you please. Sweet.
And Pimpin' Sweet is Geraldo Pathero. But you can search Pimpin', Pimpin, Space Sweet, Sweet. We all on Facebook. You can find everybody from my page. And go and go join their pages because they ain't got one or two friends apiece.
Yeah. I didn't take that shit too far.
I ain't took it too far. I just told the truth. And, y'all stay tuned because we're going to keep on promoting this to get everybody to know where we at 24/7. You don't have a note. You know, I know y'all like, you know, be able to kick back at 9 o'clock, but it'd be cool at 12 o'clock when you on lunch and you could just go to the website and then hear a live show going on, a live broadcast. High Talk Radio is 24 hours, 7 days a week. Can you imagine 24 hours, 7 days a week of nothing but hot talk and truth? We took that shit too far. I mean, it's a bit much for me. I'd be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, go to highblockmagazine.com, represent on that ballot. Come check us out Thursday. Crow's Nest. Bring your bitch and your bike. I mean, your bike and your bitch. Hey. I love motorcycles. You know, so I ain't nothing like straddling a bike, like straddling a man. Ooh, I love to ride. I take it too far. I take it too damn far.
Yeah, you just took it too far with that visual.
You know what? You know what I was told to do for hating ass niggas? Pat my pussy at one time. You right. So, for all these hating ass niggas and hating ass bitches, Papa Duck told me to pat my pussy one time.
Quack, quack. If you know a hating ass hoe that's hating on you, I want you to pat your pussy on that pussy ass hoe, man. Slap that hoe with a bottle. And if you ask me,
talking to me. Yeah, I get half number two.